安生。
Father.
Keep him out.
Why?
For God's sake. Keep him out. No.
We both stared round at the window. A face was looking in at us, out of the darkness. It was a bearded face, deathly pale with wild, cruel eyes, and an expression of concentrated malevolence. My brother and I rushed to the window, but the man was gone. When we returned to my father, his head had dropped and his pulse had ceased to beat. We searched the garden, but found no sign of the intruder, save that under the window, a single footmark was visible in the flowerbed. But in the morning...
What occurred in the morning?
My father's room was found to have been broken into. His cupboards and boxes had been rifled.
Was there no clue as to who might have done this?
Fixed to my father's chest was this scrap of paper. Neither Bartholomew nor I had ever seen its like before.
Yeah, but I have.
Mr. Holmes?
Four crosses in a line, their arms touching, and written through them, the sign of the four.
The journey to Norwood will not take long, and there is only a little more of the story to acquaint you with. For weeks and for months after our father's death, we dug and delved in every part of the garden and the house without discovering the treasure. Over the pearl necklace, my brother Bartholomew and I had some little discussion.
From what you have told us, he seems to have inherited something of your father's attitude.
Between friends, yes, you are quite correct. It was all I could do to persuade him to let me send Miss Morstan a detached pearl at fixed intervals, so that at least she might never feel destitute.
It was a kindly thought. Oh. It was extremely kind of you.
Yesterday, I learned that an event of extreme importance had occurred. Brother Bartholomew had found the treasure. I instantly communicated with Miss Morstan and then went at once to repeat my views to my brother.
Have you seen this treasure?
Oh, yes. I helped lower the chest from its hiding place. It is very fine. Brother Bartholomew computes its value at not less than 500,000 sterling.
Half a million?
Miss Morstan is certainly one of the richest young ladies in the realm.
Oh. Congratulations, Miss Morstan.
Yes, congratulations.
Dr. Watson?
It's glorious news.
Yes.
And shortly we shall be in Norwood and can demand your share.
You have done well, sir, from first to last. Oh.
Mr. Sholto, you said earlier that when you met your brother last night, you quarrelled again.
Bitterly. I'm afraid we shall not be welcome visitors.
What a desolate place.
Yes.
This garden must have been lovely once.
It looks as though all the moles in England have been let loose in it.
It's the traces of the treasure seekers.
You must remember that we were 6 years looking for it. Come along. We are expected.
Dr. Watson.
What is it, Miss Morstan?
Oh, nothing. Forgive me.
You're trembling.
This place. It is the cold.
You'll feel better inside the house.
Yes.
Please try not to be afraid.
I am not afraid. Not while you are here.
Oh, my dear. Come along.
Where are the servants?
Try again.
Someone's coming.
Oh, Mr. Thaddeus, sir. I'm so glad you've come.
Mrs. Bernstein, whatever is the matter?
Oh, please come quickly, sir. Something terrible's happened to Mr. Bartholomew.
Brother Bartholomew?
Touch nothing!
Oh, what's that smell?
This is some kind of laboratory. Mr. Sholto, do not touch him.
But...
Watson.
Excuse me.
Oh.
He's been dead many hours.
Why is he all twisted? Look at his face.
What's this paper? Holmes?
Yes, I see it. Here.
the sign of the four. In God's name, what does it all mean?
It means murder.
Oh, I cannot stand it. I shall go mad. What is happening?
What are you looking for?
This.
Looks like a thorn.
It is a thorn. Be careful. It's poisoned.
Things grow darker instead of clearer.
Ooh, on the contrary. Things clear every instant.
Oh!
Now, what is it now?
The treasure is gone. Huh? They have robbed him of the treasure.
Do you mean to say it was in this room?
Yes. The hiding place was above this very chamber. It has a false ceiling. See, there is the hole through which I helped Bartholomew lower the chest last night. I was the last person to see him. I heard him lock this door as I went downstairs.
What time was that?
It was 10 o'clock. Now he is dead, and the police will be called in, and I shall be suspected. I know that I shall go mad.
You have no reason for fear, Mr. Sholto.
No reason for fear.
Now, take my advice. Go down to the local station and report the matter to the police. Offer to assist them in every way. We shall wait here until your return.
Yes, yes. Huh? I shall do as you say.
Ah.
I am innocent. They will see that I am innocent. I have nothing to fear.
Has he gone?
Yes.
Isn't this splendid? Now, Watson, we have half an hour to ourselves. Let us make good use of it.
More than one intruder. Two. How did they come? How did they go? The door has not been opened since last night. How the window? Snibbed on the inner side. Framework is solid, no hinges exposed. Open it. No water pipe near, roof out of reach. Ah, single footmark on the sill. Mud from the rain last night. Coil of rope against the far wall. Stout hook. Yes, yes. Now the floor. Nothing. Nothing.
Ha! What have you found?
See, here, and here, and there, by the table.
Those are not footprints.
No, there's something much more valuable. It is the mark of the timber toe.
A wooden stump? Didn't Sholto mention a wooden-legged man?
Yes, it did. The late Major had an aversion to them, if you remember.
Oh, my God. With good reason, seemingly. But how did he get in here?
Through the window.
But it was latched on the inside. I saw you open it. Besides, no one could scale that wall. It's impossible.
But suppose you had an ally, huh? A friend with a rope. This rope.
Two men?
Hmm. One of whom tied the rope to this hook in the wall. I think if you were an active man, you might swarm up, wooden leg and all.
And depart in the same fashion.
Yeah, very good, Watson. Incidentally, our wooden-legged friend isn't a sailor. His hands are too soft. There are flecks of skin and blood on this rope in several places.
Well, what about this ally?
Yes, the ally. He lifts the case from the regions of the commonplace. I fancy that this ally breaks fresh ground in the annals of crime in this country.
How came he into the room? The door was locked, the window was inaccessible. There wasn't a chimney, the grate is far too small.
Yes, yes, well then.
I can't see it.
Oh, yes you can, but you will not apply my precept. How often have I said to you that when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
He came through the hole in the ceiling.
Of course he did. Now, we shall now extend our researches to the room above, the secret attic. I fancy this ladder must have been in place here.
I'll pass you up the lamp when you're in position.
Thank you. Bring the lamp up. Careful, it's filthy.
Is that a trapdoor?
Yes, onto the roof. Yes, it opens far too easily. Look at the hinges. The rust is nearly fallen away.
So it's been opened recently. But it's just a ventilator. Could you get through there?
I don't believe so.
I certainly couldn't.
Yes, but somebody could. Now let's see if we can find some other trace of our ally's individuality. In this dust, it shouldn't be difficult. Ah! What is it? Just here. A clear print. Hold up the lantern. You see?
Holmes, a child has done this terrible thing.
I want one of you at the top of the stairs and one outside the room. If Sholto confesses, I want to hear about it. Straight away. Well, here's a business. Here's a pretty business. Hello? Who are you two?
I think you must recollect me, Inspector Athelney Jones.
Why, of course I do. It's Mr. Sherlock Holmes, the theorist. I'll never forget how you lectured us all on inferences and effects in the Bishopsgate jewel case. Mm. Well, it's true you set us on the right track, but you'll own now that it was more by good luck than good guidance.
It was a piece of very simple reasoning.
Oh, come now, come. Never be ashamed to own up.
But what is all this?
A bad business. Stern facts here. No room for theories. Lucky I happened to be at the station when the message arrived. And who are you?
Dr. John Watson.
Oh, a medical man, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think he died of?
This is hardly a case for us to theorize over.
No. Still, we can't deny that you hit the nail on the head sometimes. Door locked, I understand. Jewels missing. How was the window?
Fastened, but there are marks on the sill.
Well, if it was fastened, the marks have nothing to do with the matter. Common sense. I have a theory. These flashes come upon me at times. What do you think of this? Sholto was on his own confession with his brother last night. The brother died in a fit, on which Sholto walked off with the treasure. How's that?
And then the dead man, very considerately, got up and locked the door from the inside.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is a flaw there, but I'm weaving my web around Thaddeus Sholto. The net begins to close.
You are not quite in possession of all the facts yet.
No.
This thorn...
Well, let me examine it.
Which I firmly believe to be poisoned.
Better wait for the police doctor.
It was in the dead man's neck.
You don't say. Well, you put it down somewhere safe, over there.
And this paper, inscribed, as you see it, was on the table.
Yes.
It's perfectly harmless.
The sign of the four.
How does that all fit into your theory?
Confirms it in every aspect.
What?
Oh, yes. Constable, bring up Mr. Sholto. Yes, Doctor, this is the very proof I need. The house is full of curiosities. Who better to leave these things than the man who used to live here? The only question is, how did he depart? Now.
Jones?
Well, what is it? More reasoning?
The solution to this problem is over your head.
Now then, Mr. Holmes, there's no need for you...
Oh. Yes, there's a hole in the ceiling.
Oh, well done, Inspector.
And a ladder. In here, Constable.
Just wait there.
I tell you, Constable, I had nothing to do with it, Inspector.
Mr. Sholto, it is my duty to inform you that anything which you may say will be used against you.
No.
I arrest you in the Queen's name as being concerned in the death of your brother.
Didn't I tell you, Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson?
Don't trouble yourself, Mr. Sholto. I think that I can engage to clear you of this charge.
Don't promise too much, Mr. Theory.
Not only will I clear him, Mr. Jones, but I will make you a free present of the name and description of one of the two people who were in this room last night. His name, I have every reason to believe, is Jonathan Small. He's poorly educated, active, with his right leg off below the knee and wearing a wooden stump. He's middle-aged and has probably been a convict. There's a good deal of skin missing from the palms of his hands. The other person...
Oh, yes. The other person...
is a rather curious individual.
Take him away, Constable.
Sir. No! Pity!
Come along now,
please,
sir.
Please, I had nothing
Don't
to do with it.
Any trouble this way. Come on.
Well, I've got my man. Good night to you, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, Inspector.
Huh?
That man is a fool.
Oh, he has occasional glimmerings of reason. And you remember the old French philosopher. There are no fools so troublesome as those that have a little wit.
Very little in his case, I'd have thought.
Good old Watson.
Holmes, how could you describe this wooden-legged man with such confidence? And what evidence is there to link him to the Jonathan Small whose name appears on that old map?
Simplicity itself. You'll recall the care with which Captain Morstan preserved that map. Mm-hmm. A link to the treasure is highly probable, particularly in view of the cross and other directions. Indications as to its original hiding place. Clearly, the four men who signed the document were also involved in the whole business. And of the four names, only one could possibly fit the dramatic face at the window that so hastened the late Major's demise.
Why only one?
Friend Thaddeus described the face as deathly pale. There was one Western name and three Indian. Who else could it have been?
This is mere speculation.
Oh, on the contrary. It's the only hypothesis which covers the facts. Major Sholto was living in fear. On at least one occasion, he attacked a one-legged man, a white man, mark you. It's no great feat to put these facts together with Sholto's old command of a convict guard and come up with the ex-prisoner, Jonathan Small.
But what sort of a monster is this, Small? Using a child as an accomplice.
Not a child, Watson.
Not a child, but that footprint was tiny.
And when you couple that with great agility and poisoned darts?
Good God! A savage.
A savage.
It's incredible. Holmes, there may still be danger. It's not right that Miss Morstan should remain in this house.
Our pair have flown. Nothing remains for them here. There's no danger now.
Oh, good. But even so...
I agree. You must escort her home.
With pleasure. She lives in Camberwell, so it's not far. You're not accompanying us?
Well, do you wish me to do so?
I believe I can manage on my own.
Oh, I'm certain of it. No. I'll wait here and have a word with the servants. You're not too tired to drive out again?
By no means. I want to see this matter through.
Excellent. And we've had a stroke of luck. The smell you remarked on was creosote. There's a carboy of the stuff in that corner. It's cracked and leaking.
And that's lucky?
Oh, extremely. Our friend, the ally, has had the misfortune to tread in it. Now, after you've dropped Miss Morstan, go to this address and ask for Toby.
Toby?
Yeah. I'd rather have his help than that of the whole detective force of London.
A dog?
Yes. In the meanwhile, I shall study the methods of the great Jones. Oh, here's a business. Here's a pretty business.
Holmes?
My dear fellow?
Extraordinary, isn't it? Just this morning you were complaining that everything on the planet was commonplace.
And you could think of nothing but myself poisoning by cocaine.
Yeah.
And Miss Morstan had not yet come to both our rescues.
What do you really think of her?
Watson, a client to me is a mere unit, a factor in a problem. I think, my friend, that she is one of the most charming and capable young ladies I have ever met.
And one of the wealthiest.
Take her home, Watson.
Dr. Watson?
Yes, Miss Morstan?
What is the matter? Why won't you talk to me? Please tell me, have I offended you in some way?
No.
Earlier tonight... in the garden, when you took my hand. It is forward of me to speak this way, I know it, but I thought...
I should not have done it. Forgive me.
Forgive you? What are you saying?
I had no right.
No right? If you had not done it, if you had not been there, I should have fled from that terrible house. It was your presence that gave me strength. Is there to forgive?
Miss Morstan.
Yes?
I'm sorry. I can't explain.
You must not ask me to.
I'm so sorry. I'm not generally given to bursting into tears. You must think me a weak, stupid woman.
On the contrary, I know you to be nothing of the kind. You're suffering from a mild case of delayed shock. It's entirely understandable after what you've been through.
Thank you. And for escorting me home.
There's a light still on. Someone has waited up for you.
Yes, probably Mrs. Forrester.
Miss Morstan.
Yes?
You must not think me unfeeling.
I think you are very kind and very troubled. If I can help...
I do not believe so.
If you should change your mind... Good night, Dr. Watson.
Good night. How could I obtrude love upon her at such a time? She was tired and vulnerable, shaken in mind and nerve. And worse still, she was rich. If Holmes's researches were successful and the treasure recovered, she would be an heiress. Was it fair? Was it honorable that a half-pay surgeon should take advantage of an intimacy which mere chance had brought about? Might she not think me a mere vulgar fortune seeker? I could not bear to risk that such a thought should cross her mind. I stole a glance back, and in my mind I still seem to see that picture. The graceful figure on the step, the half-open door, the hall light shining through stained glass, the barometer, and the bright stair rods. It was soothing to catch even that passing glimpse of a tranquil English home in the midst of the wild, dark business which had absorbed us. Then the carriage turned corner, and it was gone. We rattled away through the silent, gaslit streets.
That was part one of The Sign of the Fall by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, dramatized in two parts by Bert Cools, with Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. Jonathan Small was played by Brian Blessed, Mary Morstan by Moya Leslie, Thaddeus Sholto by Richard Tate, and Inspector Jones by Sean Probert. Anna Cropper played Mrs. Hudson, Michael Kilgariff, Major Sholto, Amarjit Dew, Khan, and John Bull, Bartholomew Sholto. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Alexander Balanescu. The Sign of the Four was directed by Ian Cottrell, and the producer was David Johnston.
Antonio Durando, Sibilia Frasquita Durando, Ramon Alvarez Durando, Palar Vargas, Salvador Fortunay, Miguel Caridas, Tulin Caridas, Pedro Ilvar, Mariette Ronan, Claudio Ronan, Polifario Ronan, Gerardi Rivier.
This flesh and in my flesh.
Wisteria Lodge by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Dominic Letts as Inspector Baines. Wisteria Lodge.
The London Express came roaring into the station, and a small, wiry bulldog of a man sprang from a first-class carriage. We all three shook hands, and I saw at once, from the reverential way in which Inspector Lestrade gazed at my companion, that he had learned a good deal since the days when they had first worked together. "Anything good?" he asked. "The biggest thing for years," said Holmes. You don't like it?
I didn't say so.
You didn't need to. You can get more into than Henry Irving.
Oh, that this too solid flesh. Reverential, eh?
Oh, you like that bit, do you?
Oh, it's pleasing to find anything so accurate in one of your lurid tales of fiction.
You're not getting me into an argument today. I'm in too good a mood. Drink?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think reverential is too strong.
Oh, definitely not.
No, I'm being serious. You're their superior, and they acknowledge the fact, at least among themselves.
I'm not interested in public applause.
But you enjoy it well enough in private. It's nothing to be ashamed about. You're an artist. Recognition matters to you. Come on. Admit it.
Watson, after all these years, you still don't understand.
I think I understand very well. Here.
Thank you. What matters to me is the truth, accuracy, facts. Well, to say that I'm a better detective than Lestrade, say, or Hopkins, or Gregson...
Or anyone.
Or anyone. It isn't vanity or pride. It's simply to state the truth of the situation. If the situation ever changed, I'd be the first to acknowledge it. What are you going to call it?
Well, the Hound of the Baskervilles, of course. And what else? I suppose you prefer analytical notes on the Stapleton-Baskerville inheritance case. They'd love that down at the Strand. What did you think of it?
Well, up to your usual standard.
You see, I was right. You didn't like it.
Mr. Scott Eccles!
Senor Garcia! Good evening to you.
A pleasure to see you again, my friend.
The pleasure's mine. I've been looking forward to this visit. A few days in the country, always a joy, you know.
Good. Excellent.
Well, I must say, I didn't expect a welcoming committee.
Oh, my staff. Allow me to present them.
Oh, there's really no need.
Oh, in Spain, it is our custom. But of course, if you object...
No, not a bit of it. Carry on.
Very good. This is Carlo, who looks after all my needs.
Sir.
And this is Jesus, my cook. He has an excellent dinner prepared for us.
My word.
Yes, he is an impressive fellow, is he not? Jesus, this is Mr. John Scott Eccles from London.
Good evening, Mr. John Scott Eccles. Welcome to Wisteria Lodge.
Grotesque.
I beg your pardon?
Forgive me, I was thinking aloud.
Oh.
But since I suppose we must consider you a man of letters...
Thank you very much.
Let me ask your advice. How would you define the word grotesque?
Well, that was good. You must come and have dinner with me sometime. We could go to my club. Signor Garcia?
Yes. What did you say?
It doesn't matter. You know, you mustn't think me rude, but this is a curious sort of household.
What do you mean?
Nothing, really. Nothing. It's just, well, a household of Spaniards in traditional old Surrey. It's not exactly normal, is it now? I didn't mean any harm by it.
Grotesque, well. Strange, remarkable.
No. There's surely something more to it than that. Some underlying suggestion of the tragic and the terrible.
What the devil? Who's there?
Mr. Scott Eccles.
Signor Garcia? Whatever's the matter?
Why did you ring?
Ring? I didn't ring.
But I heard the bell. The servants are asleep. It's just past one.
Then I should be asleep too, Shad. We both should.
I was so sure. I can't think what happened.
Oh, never mind. It's of no consequence. No great harm done.
Good night, then. Yeah. Sleep well.
Yes, well, that's what I was doing.
May I consult you? I've just had most incredible and grotesque experience.
Came just before lunch, dispatched from Charing Cross.
Mm. Scott Eccles. Man or woman?
Hmm? A man, of course.
Of course.
Well, no woman would ever send a reply paid telegram. She would have come, permission or no.
Oh, really?
You will see soon enough. Grotesque and incredible.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Signor Garcia? Carlo? I did ask to be called at 8. It's gone 9. Hello? Oh, where the devil is everyone? If this is some kind of a joke, I should very much like some hot water. Oh, damn it! Is there nobody here at all?
Mr. Scott Eccles. In the first place, why have you come to me?
Well, sir, it didn't seem to be a matter for the police. And yet, when you've heard the facts, you'll admit that I could hardly leave it when it was. Of course, private detectives are a class with whom I have absolutely no sympathy.
Quite so. And in the second place, why didn't you come at once?
What do you mean?
Well, it's now 2:15, but your disturbance clearly dates from the very moment of your waking this morning.
How in the world could you know that?
Your appearance, Mr. Scott Eccles.
Oh, yes, I see. I never gave it a thought. I was only too glad to get out of such a house.
Indeed.
And since then I've been running round making inquiries. I went to the house agents, you know, and they said that Mr. Garcia's rent was paid up, and they said that everything was all right at Wisteria.
Come, sir. You're like my friend here, who has a bad habit of telling his stories wrong end foremost.
Oh?
Take a moment, Mr. Scott Eccles. Arrange your thoughts.
Yes, of course.
And then tell us exactly what these events are, which have sent you out, unbrushed, unshaved, and unkempt, in search of advice and assistance.
Benito Gomez, Pepe Nieto, Luis Nieto, Angel Nieto, Victor de la Torre, Arturo Ramos, Asunción Rodriguez, Anna Ridruello.
So, Spanish host, Spanish servant, and Spanish cook all vanished into the night.
Never in my life have I been placed in such a humiliating position. I was furious.
Perfectly understandable.
Mm. Yes. You described this Garcia as a good friend.
So I thought.
Even though you've known him less than a week.
He took a fancy to me. I am of a sociable turn, being a bachelor.
Quite so.
But now I mean to find out exactly what he thinks he's playing at.
Mm. Watson.
The Bradshaw. Yeah. Certainly.
Oh, you're going down there. You'll take my case.
My life's been insufferably dull of late. Yes, I shall.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So if that's another prospective client, he's doomed to disappointment. How are your researches, Doctor?
Yes, there are plenty of trains. The next is just under 20 minutes.
Ah, excellent. Well, if you'll ask Mrs. Hudson to call us a cab, then we can add the mystery of the vanishing Spaniard to your collection.
Oh, now, I'm not sure I want this affair made public, Doctor.
Sure. Don't alarm yourself, Mr. Scott Eccles. Nothing will see print without your permission.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
Mrs. Hudson! Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Granted, my dear sir, granted.
The good lady said I might ascend.
Yes, of course. Won't you come in?
Very civil of you.
I'm Dr. John...
John H. Watson, yes, I know. And this? This is Mr. John Scott Eccles of Popham House Lee. I've been following you about all morning, Mr. Scott Eccles.
Indeed. Well, you have me at a disadvantage, sir. Exactly who are you, may I ask?
An excellent question. Mr. Holmes. Mr. Sherlock Holmes. My name is Baines, Inspector Baines of the Surrey Constabulary.
And your business here, Inspector?
To obtain a statement from Mr. Scott Eccles.
A statement?
Yes. As to the events which led up to the death by murder of Senior Aloysius Garcia of Wisteria Lodge.
How do you know of my client's involvement in this business, Baines?
A letter, Mr. Holmes, found in the dead man's pocket from Mr. John Scott Eccles, accepting an invitation to spend last night at his house.
Our client doesn't deny that he was there.
No, certainly not.
He certainly does deny having anything to do with the murder.
Mr. Holmes, I've made no accusations. All I want is a plain statement.
Then why have you ordered me to return to the house?
Requested, sir. Requested, no more. It might, jog your memory.
There's nothing wrong with my memory, sir.
Good. Tell me about Garcia. Where did you meet?
At a mutual friend's, Arthur Melville.
Of Albemarle Mansion, Kensington.
Well, yes.
You called on him this morning.
But how could you possibly know that?
It's simple, Mr. Scott Eccles. Yet Mr. Holmes reasoned that the only way I could have known Mr. Melville's address was if you had led me there earlier today while I was following you. Isn't that right, Mr. Holmes?
Quite right, Baines.
Though, in fact, I might have learned it from your letter to Garcia.
But I didn't put Melville's address in the letter. Why should I?
Oh, why indeed? I considered the possibility and rejected it.
Mr. Scott Eccles, why did you call on this gentleman today?
Well, to see if he could tell me anything about Garcia, explain his extraordinary conduct. But Melville knew even less about him than I did.
Well, well. Then you paid a visit to the Spanish embassy.
Garcia had some position there. That's what he told me. I'd never heard of him.
Juan Davila. Clemente Plumeza. Mari Coriano. Pepe Dancos. Nadine Dancos. Andreas Dancos. Paco Dancos.
When I first arrived, he seemed cordial enough, but by the end of dinner, never have I spent so long an evening with such a silent host.
There was no particular turning point, no incident that caused his behaviour to change.
The very question I was about to put myself, Mr. Scott Eccles?
Nothing that comes to mind.
No particular conversation with the servants, for example?
There's no intruder in the grounds, no inadvertent remark on your part.
I am quite sure that nothing I said could have provoked such rudeness.
No note delivered by hand?
Oh, good Lord. Good gracious me.
There was a note.
I'd completely forgotten it. But you're quite right. After Garcia read it, he did seem even more distraught and strange than before.
What became of this note?
He crumpled it up and threw it into the fire.
Inspector?
It was a dog grate and he overpitched it. I found it at the back, quite unburned.
You must have examined the house very carefully to find a single pellet of paper.
I did, Mr. Holmes. It's my way.
May I see the note?
Ah, here we are. Welcome to Wisteria Lodge.
The address is almost as interesting as the content.
So I usually find...
Senior A. Garcia, Wisteria Lodge. But look at the writing.
What's strange about it?
Yeah, well, in itself, Doctor, nothing. But if you compare it to the rest, you'll see it was either done with a different pen or by a different person. Oh, forgive me, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Yes, not a different pen. Definitely two separate hands. Yes, the message was written
By a woman, I fancy. The paper's ordinary cream-laid, without watermark. A quarter sheet that's been cut off with scissors. It's been folded three times and sealed with purple wax, put on hurriedly.
I compliment you on your attention to detail.
You're too kind.
There are perhaps a few trifling points that could be added.
Oh, yes?
Yes, the wax was sealed with a plain oval cuff link. What else is that shape? And the scissors were short-bladed nail scissors. You can see the distinctive curves in the cuff.
I thought I'd squeezed all the juice out of it, but I see there was a little over.
Yes, all this is very fascinating, but what does it say?
Watson, if you'd be so kind.
Thank you. Our own colours, green and white, G open, W shut,
ST.
Main ST, first core, 7R, green bays. Godspeed D.
Good heavens. What can it possibly mean?
Inspector?
I'm bound to say that I make nothing of it.
Indeed.
Beyond the obvious. Something was afoot, and a woman, as usual, was at the bottom of it.
Yes, well, that much is certainly obvious.
What else did your meticulous search of the house turn up, Inspector?
Oh, odds and ends, Doctor. Some pipes, a few novels, two of them in Spanish, an old-fashioned pinfire revolver, and a guitar.
Mm. Curious collection.
Nothing else?
Nothing of relevance.
Interesting.
Inspector Baines.
Mr. Scott Eccles.
I beg to point out that I haven't yet heard what exactly happened to Signor Garcia. Nor, if it comes to that, what happened to his household.
Admirable, Mr. Scott Eccles. You return us to the heart of the matter, Baines.
The two servants have disappeared, haven't been seen anywhere in the area.
And Garcia?
Signor Garcia was found this morning nearly a mile from here. He'd suffered repeated blows from a sandbag or some such instrument.
Dear God!
His assailant had gone on beating him long after he was dead.
Mindless savagery. Was he robbed, though? We examined the scene, of course.
Of course.
With what result?
Nothing definite, I'm afraid.
Was there any clue as to when it happened?
Not exactly, Doctor.
Pity.
But there are certain indications. Certain puzzling indications.
Puzzling?
Mr. Scott Eccles, what time did you say that Garcia disturbed you in your room last night?
At 1 o'clock, Inspector. I remember it distinctly.
At 1 o'clock? By curious coincidence, that was also the time that it came on to rain. Heavy rain it was, too.
I'm afraid I failed to see the significance.
The ground under Garcia's body was bone dry. At 1 o'clock, sir, your host was lying face down on Oxshott Common with his head smashed to a pulp.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Our rooms will be ready in a few minutes.
Oh, excellent.
Well, there are some singular features to this case. What do you think of it?
I can make nothing of this business with Scott Eccles.
Yeah, but the crime?
Well, the disappearance of the two servants is very suspicious. I'd say they're concerned in the murder.
Yes, possible. It's strange, isn't it? They chose to attack him on the one night when he had a guest.
The whole business is strange.
Grotesque. What's your opinion of Baines?
Oh, I was going to ask you that. He's clever.
Yes.
And ambitious, I'd say. Got his eyes on a place at the yard.
He's concealing something, possibly something at the house.
Oh, come on. I know he annoyed you, but you can't accuse him.
Of course he did.
Well, now you know what it's like.
Watson, what are you talking about?
You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. Since it's obvious that you prefer a different topic. What about that note? One piece of concrete evidence. Nice, here we are. Our own colours.
Green and white. Yes.
Does it mean anything to you?
Yes, perhaps.
Our own colours. Sounds like racing.
Then what was it? G open, W shut.
Green and white again, obviously. Some sort of signal.
Yes, a signal to what?
Main ST, first core, 7R. Doesn't seem obscure enough to be a code. It's just abbreviations. But why?
Well, any number of reasons. Haste's the most likely. Fear of interruption or discovery.
Main ST, small S, small T, no punctuation. Surely can't be main saint.
Try stair.
Main stair, yes. Main stair, first corridor.
Yes, excellent, Doctor. It must be the country air. And 7R.
Seven rooms, seven railings, seven... I don't know.
Well, neither do I. But an intelligent conjecture might favour 7 right.
Of course. 7 right. 7 doors to the right.
and as a double check.
Green beige.
On the door panel.
Exactly. It's directions to a particular room.
It's an assignation. All this mystery, and the only thing at the bottom of it is a jealous husband. Jealous and violent.
Perhaps.
You think I'm wrong?
Well, not in your interpretation of the note.
Will you send word?
To whom?
Holmes. We've just decoded what might be a vital clue. Surely we should tell Inspector Baines.
Watson, he already knows.
Dombalawedo, give me your cunning.
This is excellent. Too good to waste.
I'm in no need of breakfast.
Yeah, if you want your doctor's opinion.
I don't.
Well, you're going to hear it anyway. What you're in need of is sleep. Didn't you get any at all last night?
I had more important matters to attend to.
I suppose you were poisoning yourself with too much tobacco and trying to make sense of this business.
Yes, for some of the time.
And the rest?
I paid a midnight visit to Wisteria Lodge.
What on earth for?
To find whatever it was that Baines didn't want me to know about.
You mean say you broke in? Holmes, even if he was keeping something to himself, he's perfectly entitled to. He's under no obligation to tell you anything. Well, what happened?
I had two surprises. Firstly, Baines and his men were still at the house, or more accurately, they were still in the grounds.
But he dismissed them all last night.
Yes, made quite a performance of it, if you recall. But there they were, hiding in the shrubbery, keeping watch.
Did they see you?
Of course not.
What was the second surprise?
The objects that Baines was concealing.
So you did find something?
In the kitchen. Carefully arranged to look as though they'd never been touched.
Well? What, for God's sake?
The blood and bones of a small sheep. The half-eaten body of a white cockerel. And the mummified corpse of a human baby.
Pilar Perlana. José Alcino, Hannah Montero, Fernando Guerra. All the souls of the village of Lindey, all the souls of the village of Passeren, all the souls of the village of Calabar.
What? We have a murder, two disappearances, and now this grisly horde. All in the same quiet little village, and you're saying there's no connection?
I said there's no direct connection.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Baines.
Inspector?
You didn't detain my client any longer than was necessary, I trust?
Of course not, sir, of course not. Would I do such a thing? He was away last night at a highly civilized hour and spent the night in Isha's finest hotel at police expense. Discussing the case, were you?
Yes. Have you had any further thoughts, Mr. Baines?
I've had rather more than that, Doctor. Oh, yes. Get back! Get back! That's better. Take a look, gentlemen. Charming, isn't he? This gentleman is
Garcia's cook.
Jesus. Exactly.
How did you find him, Inspector?
Oh, I have my methods, Doctor, just as Mr. Holmes has his. I suspected that he'd return to the house.
No doubt to retrieve something of importance.
I left an ambuscade for him. He put up a fine old struggle, nearly bit off Constable Downing's thumb. But I've got him now. And the charge is murder.
And what, pray, is the motive?
Greed. The house was stripped of valuables. You saw that yourself. Garcia surprised him in the middle of the robbery and was killed for it. Simple.
His theory does make a certain amount of sense. He could be right.
I believe I misjudged the man entirely.
But you said he was clever.
Exactly. Holmes. This theory of his leaves far too much unexplained.
Such as?
Why was Scott Eccles there?
Pure coincidence.
Explain the note.
I already have. It's from Garcia's mistress. His married mistress, arranging a meeting.
But why the business in the early hours of the morning? Why was the body over a mile from the house? Why has the other servant, Carlo, disappeared? If the motive was robbery,
Where are the spoils?
Holmes, I can't be expected to reel off explanations at the drop of a hat.
And most significant of all, why was the address in a different hand?
I don't know. If Baines is wrong, then I can make neither head nor tail of the whole business.
Oh, Baines is certainly wrong.
And you have a solution.
I don't have all the facts yet, but I do have an explanation which covers all the facts so far.
A conspiracy?
That's Holmes's theory. Garcia and the servants, if they were servants, were all acting together. And the woman who wrote the note is in on it too.
But who does he think they were conspiring against exactly, and why?
Someone who lives or works in the same house as the woman. Oh. As to why, well, you know as much as I do, I'm afraid. Holmes only gave me the broad strokes.
But the crime, whatever it was, went wrong.
Exactly. Garcia was killed and the others went into hiding. Mm.
If they were all planning this crime, why invite me to stay? They'd hardly want any witnesses.
Well, Holmes thinks you were there to provide an alibi.
An alibi?
To swear that Garcia was in the house at 1 o'clock. Whereas in reality, he was somewhere else entirely.
You mean he lied to me about what time it was?
That's the idea.
How extraordinary. I thought the whole thing was over and done with, and now that Inspector Baines has arrested the cook.
Ah, he told you about that, did he?
This morning. Apologised for detaining me and told me I was free to go.
You were free to go at any time. Unless he actually arrested you.
Oh, no. To be fair, he treated me handsomely. The police are paying my bill at this place, you know.
He said. Isha's finest to tell. I wasn't sure if you'd still be here. Well,
I thought I'd delay my departure until after lunch. Be ashamed to miss this excellent party, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Tell me something. Did Garcia strike you as the criminal type?
No, certainly not. Doctor, Mr. Holmes' reputation is second to none, of course, but, well, it is hard to believe.
Here you are, Will.
Oh, thanks, Martha. He's a good man, your Elias.
Now, pay him when you get a new place.
Oh, it'll be a long wait.
Oh, good health.
And to you.
Lost your job, have you?
Who wants to know?
Someone as is looking for one himself.
Eddie Irvine.
Will Warner. You're not local.
Oh, been travelling.
There's nothing going round here.
Ah, there's something.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, your old place. Or have they filled it?
Look, take my advice. You go right on travelling.
Not a good house, was it?
Good enough if you want to be cursed at and kicked at for no reason. And dismissed out of hand just because your master's in a temper.
Well, just because he kicks you don't mean he do the same to me.
Don't you believe it. Kick at the old world, that'un.
Oh, he must be powerful angry.
Or powerful scared.
What do you mean?
Look, leave me alone. Let me drink in peace.
Well, I reckon if you got a kick in, you must have deserved it. Deserved the sack too, I dare say.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, you listen here.
You ask me, he sold his soul to the devil, and now he's expecting him to come up and claim it in person.
So that's where you've been all afternoon?
Yes, searching for someone like my informative drinking companion.
Where did you get those clothes?
Oh, half a crown in the right place can work wonders.
Oh, they're quite disgusting.
Now, you remember the note?
Of course.
Seventh door to the right, so a particularly large house.
Yes.
Well, there are only 6 possible candidates in the district, and I've spoken to servants from each one. 5 of the 6 are owned by prosaic, respectable people, far aloof from romance. The 6th... My friend's ex-employer is one Mr. Henderson, a curious man to whom curious adventures might befall.
And he's the cause of this conspiracy? You surely have more than the word of a disgruntled gardener.
Yes, look here. Are they... The house is called High Gable. See, not half a mile from where they found Garcia's body.
It's not very strong.
There's more. This Henderson's a foreigner, and his secretary are the same.
Another house of foreigners?
Yes. You see how the gaps begin to close? There's Henderson, his secretary Lucas, his 2 young daughters, and their governess, Miss Burnett, an Englishwoman.
You think she's the woman?
The writer of the note, yes, the 4th member of the conspiracy.
But the note was signed D. Godspeed, D.
It's a trifle.
Holmes, her name is Burnett.
An alias.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I still find it hard to accept.
Then picture this. She snatches a moment to write the note. We've already agreed that the abbreviations point to haste and secrecy, but Henderson's already suspicious. He knows that something's planned.
Powerful scared.
Exactly. Somehow, his suspicions fall on the governess.
Oh, you gave me fright. I didn't hear you knock. What can I do for you? Is something wrong with one of the children?
He catches her at the very moment when she's finished the note, but before she can address it. So he does so himself, hence the different hand. Sends the note, and Garcia walks straight into a trap.
How did Henderson find out where Garcia and the others were?
Think of the savagery of the murder. This is a man capable of anything.
I shall never tell you. Never.
Once the vital information was obtained, he would have little use for Miss Burnett. I'm very much afraid that she also has been removed.
No sign of any activity. He's lying low, your Mr. Henderson.
Well, make our move when it's full dark. It's not long to wait.
You really think we should break in? Why don't we tell Baines and get a warrant? Do things legally.
We have no proof. The law can do nothing. We must take the risk ourselves. You are with me?
Of course.
Good man.
Holmes.
Doctor?
Those things at the house. The corpse of the baby.
More a mummy than a corpse. It's called a fetish. A personal totem used in the religion of voodoo.
Yes, I know, but left behind by the cook?
Yes, when he and the third man abandoned the house in a hurry, but his heart was with it. He had to recover it.
Has Baines realized?
Oh, yes. As you said, he's clever, but not clever enough. As I said, he's on totally the wrong track.
Something's happening at the house. Get down. Did you see? Two men and a woman. It must be her. She's still alive.
But still in Henderson's power. Why didn't I anticipate this? We'll never catch them.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Baines.
Stand clear below.
Inspector.
They're trying for the 6:30 to London. Constable Downing.
Inspector.
Get that carriage round here. Stand away from the doors now, please.
Damnation!
We're too late.
Whoa there!
This is my doing. I should have acted sooner.
My God, I can see them.
Where?
In the first coach. What's happening?
There's a door open. It's her.
My God.
Come on.
Doctor?
She's asleep. She'd been drugged. Opium, I think, or something like it. Probably saved her life. She was too relaxed when she jumped from the train to do any serious damage. Heaven alone knows how she found the strength to get away. She's a remarkable woman, whoever she is.
Well, well.
Ah, so, Baines.
Mr. Holmes.
It's an unusual spectacle to see a detective inspector leap down from a tree like a monkey.
I dare say it is. Yes,
especially if you've no idea the detective inspector in question is quite so close at hand.
Ah, but as I said, we all have our different methods. I was on the same scent as you from the first.
You suspected Henderson?
I did, Doctor.
And why did you arrest the cook?
To make Henderson feel secure.
Exactly. I knew he'd make no move if he thought he was in danger.
But what's the meaning of this whole business? Who is this man, Henderson?
He's Don Juan Murillo.
Miss Burnett, you should be resting.
Don Juan Murillo, once called
the Tiger of San Pedro.
My God. Here, sit down.
Thank you. Oh, that man is the most bloodthirsty tyrant ever to rule a country. For 10 years, his name was a terror through all Central America. And now he's escaped again. Garcia is dead, and that monster still lives.
You knew, Mr. Holmes?
I suspected.